Well, let's hear now from the man who will have to solve this problem, Jeff Collier, the lieutenant governor now. His boss, Sam Brownback, has been tapped for a job in the Trump administration, and Collier will finish the governor's term once Brownback is confirmed. We met over the weekend at the Kansas Speedway, where thousands of cars were parked as far as the eye could see. Collier told me the crowds gathered at this spot made the Kansas Speedway, on this day, the sixth largest city in the state. Well, Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here today.
And we should explain that we are sitting here as cars race by. We're at a big NASCAR race right now.
Yeah, this is the Kansas Speedway, and this is one of the important races. It's the Hollywood Casino 400, but it's one of the important races of NASCAR. We have 80,000 people in the stands today from all over the country.
So why are you here?
Why am I here? Because I'm a Kansan. I love it. And to just see what's happening around in our community overall, it's a great day. It's bright and sunny, and it's just a really fun day.
You're also, though, in a state where as soon as you take over as governor, you're going to have to deal with a big budget gap and decide whether to raise taxes again or to cut back on things like schools.
You know, what we want to do in Kansas is grow our state. And Kansans are saying, we want to see where we're going to be over the next few years. Let's get some budget stability in this. There are challenges, and we are going to deal with them, and we're going to deal with them in a really positive way. Right now, we're having lots of discussions with Kansans, but we're also discussing with the legislature, various parts of the administration, on how do we move forward. And the secret for us is, how do we grow over the next few years?
Would you be willing to raise taxes?
You know, we're not talking about all the policy things right now. We just had the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Kansas just last year. It hasn't even cycled through the system yet. Where we're going, though, overall, is a place where we do have some budget stability. And we're going to have to make some hard choices. But our priorities are going to be, how do we grow the state? How do we make sure we have good education? And we do want to have lower taxes and compete across the country. And we're going to be in a pretty good spot.
But when you say hard choices, are you talking about budget cuts?
No, what we're talking about is a lot of different priorities. One of the opportunities that we have is for more efficiencies and better outcomes. I'm very much an outcomes-driven guy. And one of the things that we've had in Kansas is we've been reforming our Medicaid system. And one of the things that's happened in our Medicaid system is we have actually cut the number of ER visits down. Hospital days have gone down, but the number of doctor's visits has gone up. And so that's what Kansans are expecting us to do, is get results for people.
Speaking of outcomes, when you look at the outcomes of the Kansas experiment of tax cuts, do you think it was a mistake for Governor Brownback to push that through?
You know, where we are now is where we are. You know, Kansas is in a much better place than we were several years ago. And, you know, we have to talk about how our unemployment rate is 3.7%, one of the best in the country. We have a lot of new businesses that have been growing over the last few years and expanding. And that's what our concentration is where are we going? There are a lot of people that want to relitigate the past. We're thinking about where we're going in the future.
So are you saying you don't want to assess what the results of those tax cuts were?
Absolutely. We assess all sorts of things there. We all learn from history. And I think that some of the descriptions of Kansas have been very unfair over the last few years. We've been dealing with a lot of issues here, and some of which we can control and some we can't. We can't control the price of oil. Kansas is one of the largest oil and gas states in America. That's been a challenge for us. The price of wheat and corn has been a challenge for us. And yet we're still able to grow.
It's interesting, the difference between how you're describing it, though. And we've been talking to economists and political scientists in Kansas who say it was a disaster what happened after those tax cuts and the cuts that had to be made.
You know, we've had a whole lot of budget challenges over the years. So, for example, the federal government paid 60% of our Medicaid plan and the state paid 40%. Well, that percentage has moved 6 points against us. 6% of almost $3.5 billion is almost $200 million a year that we've had to put into that. When we came in, we had the 49th rated pension plan in the United States. Okay, only Illinois was in a worse position. They were putting in small amounts of money. We're now spending $300-400 million a year. People can pick on one thing, but what we really need to talk about is the overall situation. Where are we going as a state?
Well, and I want to just come back to this one more time because, as you know, there's a national debate right now about whether to put through big tax cuts. And many people are looking to Kansas, and they're saying it didn't work in Kansas. So would you say it did work in Kansas, it didn't work in Kansas? What do you think?
You know, what's going on in D.C. is it does show, you know, there's lots of economic data that lower taxes mean a much better economic growth. I worked for President Ronald Reagan. I saw it firsthand. You know, we see those things on the national level. I think people are trying to politicize some things that they shouldn't be politicizing. Where we really need to go, though, is how do we grow our country right now? And we do need to grow our country. We need better jobs, higher wages, more money in everybody's pocketbook.
That's Jeff Collier, the lieutenant governor of Kansas, now the governor in waiting. He'll take over as soon as Governor Brownback is confirmed to a position in the Trump administration. We spoke at the Kansas Speedway. You can find more of our reporting about the Kansas tax cuts at hereandnow.org.